Diggs set off downhill, calling back.
That'll be the jolly old reception committee, what? All good friends and stout comrades. Ha! I bet they didn't think to bring a measly plum pudding to welcome returning heroes, famine-faced bounders. Ha! Look who's leading the parade! Old Flackers! And there's Skinny Swipton, Algy Blogmort, Tubby McGruel and Lance Jack Cutterfold. All in their best number ones. Just to meet Sub Digglethwaite. What? I don't know whether to feel flattered or battered. Hi there, you chaps!
The escort kept pace with General Flurry, who was limping slightly, favouring a gouty footpaw. Then he halted, awaiting the arrival of the trio, exchanging the customary salute with Buckler.
Blademaster Cordyne, welcome back!
Keeping his eyes to the front, the young hare replied.
Thank you, General Sir. Afraid we haven't had the chance to spruce up appearances, sir.
Flurry noted the travel-stained tunics and dusty appearance in contrast to his escort's smart turnout.
No matter, Laddiebuck, no matter. Subaltern Diggs, can't you do anything about that left ear? It's flopping about like a flag in a breeze, what?
Diggs managed a stiff, heroic grin as he explained.
Oh, that, sir. Afraid I can't. Lost the ear in battle, don't you know? Only left me with one dainty shell-like. See?
He unfastened the chin-strap holding the false ear out for inspection.
Charming old hedgehog named Crumphus Witherspike knitted this for me. Rather fetching, ain't it, sir? Flops about in the wind a bit, but it looks jolly well like the real thing from a distance. What?
He slipped the chin-strap back on, adjusting the ear to a rakish angle. This brought many admiring remarks from the young hares, to whom there was naught like a real battle-scarred warrior.
I say, top hole Diggs, that's really the duck's nighty.
Rather, I love the way it sort of flops halfway.
Didn't you get anything chopped off, Buck? Bet you wish you had. Old Diggs looks absolutely dashing, what?
You could win all kinds of wages in the mess with an ear like that, old lad. Chaps give you all their pudding ration just to try it on.
General Flurry cut sternly through the banter.
Silence in the ranks there!
He saluted Ambrovina courteously.
My apologies, milady. Ignore these young rips. Lord Brang awaits you in his quarters as soon as possible.
The badger maid gave him a brief gracious nod.
Thank you, General. Please lead on.
There were banners staked out along the beach and an honour guard of long patrollers leading up to the fortress entrance. The regimental band, complete with fifes and drums, belted out a brave marching air named Hares in the Heather. Resplendent in burnished armour and a magnificent cloak of carmine velvet, Lord Brang emerged to greet the trio.